So what are the tricks involved in this? One of the most important is that we know, we have evidence, we have studies on the ingredients that are required to help a person manifest their greatness. But these aren't well known. Much of this research is new. Some of it, of course, is also quite old. Some of the meditative components that we use, because we use all possible components, some of the meditative components are 50,000 years old. And what we have done with this approach is combed the world, going back 50,000 years, and put together all of the various maps that humans have made of their human condition. And we've taken the best components out of all of them, and we've used each map to fill in the gaps in the other maps to come up with a truly full and comprehensive map of the overall landscape of a human being. So we finally have an idea about all of the capacities, the talents, the intelligences, the dimensions, that if we become aware of them, contribute to awakening our greatness, contribute to our becoming the very best that we possibly can in all these areas. And the first thing you have to do for that is simply learn that the areas are there. As we said, most people aren't even aware of a lot of these capacities. And so what we've done is taken these capacities and shaken them down into the absolute minimal number required to still get the greatest amount of results. So we don't want it overwhelming. We're not, going to give people metaphysical hernias and they have to memorize 87 different dimensions of themselves and practice, each day. It's not required. But with these dimensions that we'll be going through, the first thing to notice about them is that, again, you don't have to break your back memorizing thousands of details about all of these. A simple overview actually activates those dimensions in your being. And so just to give one very simple example, we were talking earlier about the stages of growth and development and how we have just come upon a stage that is unprecedented. And the move to that stage, one of the pioneering developmentalists called a monumental leap in meaning. And it's so extraordinary that most developmentalists refer to it as second tier, where all the previous stages of human development going all the way back 175,000 years are all called first tier because they're so different. And this new stage is so extraordinary. And studies have consistently shown that if individuals simply become familiar with those stages, and there are six or seven of them, just basically learning what they are, a few of their characteristics, that the individual will actually grow through those stages at a much faster rate. So we call this psychoactive. Because simply becoming familiar with the framework activates that framework, sets it in motion, causes it to be downloaded, and then it's actually active in your system. And it will, in a sense, sweep your system. And whenever it finds some area that isn't being included, and that this overall map says, wait a minute, this is an important dimension of what you are. This psychoactive framework now, when it runs into one of those, a red flag will go up. and it will alert the whole system. And the whole system will stop and say, okay, wait a minute. Let's put attention there. And it will actually start filling in that gap. So the very simplest thing that we can do is simply look at the framework, become generally familiar with it, and then let it start doing its own thing.